I want to introduce you to a word today, one you may already be familiar with, or maybe not. To me, it's been an ongoing theme throughout my many travels all over this great globe called Earth. The word is synchronicity. It's a word coined by Swiss psychologist Carl Jung to describe seemingly coincidental yet meaningful events in the external world that do not have an obvious cause. However, Jung believed that many occurrences labeled as coincidences are not actually due to chance. Instead, he believed that these occurrences are directly related to the observer's mind and serve to provide powerful insight, direction, and guidance. I know I've been mentioning this word quite a bit in the last couple episodes, because I believe many of the experiences or events that occur during my travels are in fact connected, providing me with direction and guidance. And my first real experience with synchronicity happened during the week of Carnival in Rio de Janeiro. Want to hear all about how my Carnival experience started off as a solo endeavor, yet turned into something truly amazing? That's what I'll be talking about in today's episode. Join me. Hello, and welcome to the Anxious Adventurer podcast. I'm Katie Schlegel, your host. I've traveled to a lot of places around this beautiful planet, seen so many jaw-dropping sights, and have met some pretty amazing human beings along the way. Now, if you don't know this yet, I'm an anxious adventurer. If you're wondering what an anxious adventurer even means, well, to put it quite simply, it means that when I travel, I can get anxious and stressed out maybe a little easier or more often than the average person. However, over my many years of traveling, I've learned to tap into something special that makes traveling so much easier and more fun. That is my intuition. And the more I've learned to trust my gut during my travels, the more synchronistic, amazing, and even healing my travel experiences have been. If you're new around here, I'm assuming you found this podcast because of the name. Because you too are an anxious adventurer. So welcome. This is a safe place to be yourself. My hope is that you use these travel stories, experiences, and tips as a way to help you tap into your intuition so that you too can be swept off into the wonderful world that traveling can open up for you. Traveling can be so healing for people like us if you have the tools and understanding for it to be so. And the good news is, you don't have to do this alone. I am here to be your guide and help you on your path to healing your anxiousness and stress around traveling. So get ready to fill up your cup with magical moments where you find out that this world is really a friendly place. You just have to change the way you look at it, follow your gut, and step out your door. And don't you worry, I am right here beside you. I want to welcome you to Carnival in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. Now, I haven't done this in a while, so I wanted to give you some country, city, and Carnival facts. First, let's start with Brazil, pronounced Brasil in Portuguese. Brazil is the largest and easternmost country in South America and in Latin America. It's the world's fifth largest country by area and the seventh most populous. Its capital is Brasilia, and its most populous city is Sao Paulo. Brazil is the only country in the Americas to have Portuguese as an official language. It's also one of the most multicultural and ethnically diverse nations due to over a century of mass immigration from around the world. And it's the most populous Roman Catholic majority country. Rio de Janeiro, or simply Rio, is the second most populated city in Brazil, and it was founded in 1565 by the Portuguese. Rio is one of the most visited cities in the Southern Hemisphere and is known for its natural settings, carnival, samba, bossa nova, and beaches such as Copacabana and Ipanema. In addition to the beaches, landmarks include the giant statue of Christ the Redeemer atop Corcovado Mountain, which has been named one of the new seven wonders of the world. There's also Sugarloaf Mountain and its cable car, Sambadromo, or the Sambadrome, which is a permanent grandstand-lined parade avenue that is used during Carnival, and the Maracana Stadium, which is one of the world's largest football stadiums, or soccer stadiums for my listeners in the US. This year, Rio's Carnival took place from February 9th to the 17th, so it just ended not too long ago. Rio explodes with energy and color during the 5 days before Ash Wednesday, when millions take to the streets for the world's biggest carnival. This one event easily draws in over 1 million visitors and locals every single year. I want you to imagine with me for a moment, a city that literally transforms into a giant party for almost an entire week. The party starts on Friday when the mayor hands over the keys to the city to a man crowned as King Momo, a mythical jester who acts as the head of the festivities. Rio's Carnival features hundreds of booze-soaked bandas and blocos, which are pretty much like righteous street parties, often with specific themes. There are also some pretty elaborate balls that you can go to during these 5 days too. But honestly, you can have an amazing carnival experience by just stepping out your door and taking to the streets. The party reaches its height at the Sambadromo when the best samba schools in the country compete for top prize. The results are announced on Ash Wednesday, when Carnival officially comes to an end. And King Momo goes home. All right, now that you have a good picture of what Carnival in Rio de Janeiro is like, I want you to sit back and relax as I tell you the tale of my first synchronistic travel experience and how it all happened during Carnival. Carnival was everything I imagined and more. After all, it's what cariocas live for each year. They live and breathe it and cannot get enough of it. And I, for one, had been wanting to experience Carnival my entire life. And that year, I made that dream come true. But I really did not know what to expect. I mean, I went to Rio for Carnival. However, I went by myself. And I was afraid that I would have to celebrate Carnival by myself as well. But to my luck, my first synchronicity happened just before the festivities began. You see, at the time, there's very little information out there on Carnival. I tried to do my research beforehand to get tickets to the Sambadromo, but I had no clue where to go or really what to do to make that happen. To this day, I don't even know how everything aligned, but it did, and in perfect synchronistic timing. And I know my mother's prayers had something to do with it too. Just a week prior to the start of Carnival, I was introduced by a connection all the way from my hometown of San Diego to a new friend, a carioca. You see, my mom was an elementary school teacher, and that year she just so happened to have a student in her school whose mother was from Brazil. When my mom mentioned I was in Rio for Carnival, she immediately gave my mom her cousin's email address and told my mom that I should contact her cousin. It just so happened that her cousin was currently living in Rio, so my mom passed along the info. As you know, I was all alone in Rio, with no idea what I was doing. I was literally just flying by the seat of my pants. So when this connection came about, I immediately reached out to her cousin, Michelle, with one simple question. And that's when it all began. What was my question? Well, I wanted to know which section to purchase a ticket for the Sambadromo parade. That was it. All it took was one question, and Michelle literally made it her point to make my Carnaval experience the greatest adventure ever. She set up everything for me. Not just the day before, I was headed to the Sambadromo parade alone, and really to experience Carnaval alone. Until she informed me that she just so happened to have a friend who was from the States who was having friends come to Rio for Carnaval. And she was sure he would be totally fine with me joining his group. I couldn't have planned it more perfectly. I mean, what are the odds that that would all align the way it did? This was where that amazing synchronicity started to sprinkle its way throughout my entire experience during Carnaval. Michelle followed through on her promise and connected me with her friend, Brian. Brian, I found out, was living and working in Sao Paulo at the time, and he invited a small group of his friends to join him for Rio and Carnaval that year. I was so excited when he said I could join their group for many of the Carnaval festivities. We went to blanco parties, drank so many caipiroscas, had one too many frozen vodka popsicles from the street vendors, so good by the way, and a failed attempt at a Carnaval Scala ball where we were all dressed up but no ball to attend as it was spontaneously canceled, to which we ended the night with laughter in the neighborhood of Leblon eating shawarma. It was so amazing to have people to experience Carnaval with. And all of these fun adventures led up to the one most amazing Carnaval experiences I had, the Sambadromo Parade, which was the whole reason why I had gone to Rio for Carnaval in the first place. I wanted to see that parade. But as I mentioned, I had no ticket, and if I were to attend at that point, I would have to figure out how to get there to and from the Sambadromo by myself, as it was outside the city center, which I was not looking forward to at all. I was just about to give up when my second major synchronicity happened. And again, my new friend Michelle helped orchestrate the whole thing. When she connected me to her friend Brian from the States, they just so happened to be participating in the parade as members of a samba school. Did you know that you can participate in the parade? You can join a samba school as an official pasista, and all you have to do is purchase a parade ticket and a costume from an agency, and you'll be able to be an active Carnaval participant. How fun is that? Now, with them participating in the parade, they just so happened to have an extra ticket to watch the parade. For whatever reason, they had gotten an extra ticket just in case, and who knows why? Well, I knew why. It was so I could join them. And I did indeed. I didn't participate in the parade, but I was so ecstatic to be lucky enough to be in the crowd watching the whole thing. After all, that's what I dreamed about, and my dream came true. And get this, they even had a way to get to and from the parade as well. It was absolutely perfect the way every detail was taken care of. When we stepped foot inside the stadium that night for the parade, all, and I mean all of my senses, were overwhelmed with the vibrant colors, music, and drumming. The huge crowd of 80,000 plus people were all chanting and singing, waiting for the event to begin. As each samba school came down the line, the crowd cheered, danced, and sang along to each school's music. The samba schools were spectacular, with their amazing dancers, costumes, music, and floats. I can still hear the drumming of each school's band. I soaked in every second of that night, as it was a night I will never forget. It was perfect. After the parade was over, we drove our way through the streets back to Copacabana. Still reeling from the excitement, my senses were heightened when I noticed the neighborhood that surrounded the Sambadromo. It was a very poor neighborhood, But you know what I also observed? That didn't stop people from pulling their televisions out into the streets while their neighbors, friends, and family gathered around them. They shared a bottle of beer as they watched the parade, with the lights of the San Bartolomé Stadium lighting up the night sky just behind them. It was literally around the corner from where they lived. And they just celebrated and participated in the parade the best way they knew how. As much as I will remember the parade with all its wealth of costumes, colors, and sounds, I will remember even more how prized and celebrated this time was in the city. Everyone, I mean everyone, young, old, wealthy, and poor, came together to celebrate Carnival in their own way, welcoming the new year with the enjoyment of simply living life full out. During my last days in Brazil, I reflected on my time there. It was a whirlwind of a month, filled with so many fears, excitement, times of utter loneliness, coupled with times of complete bliss. And still, to the very end, her people proved to be true to their Brazilian selves. I learned so much from Brazil and her people. They are warm and welcoming, caring and genuinely kind. I know this is, again, a generalization, but it is one that I can testify to, and one that can be told by many who go and visit that bold and beautiful place. When I left Rio de Janeiro, I left a little piece of my heart there with it. I read stories about how this could be so, but I didn't believe it. I fell in love with that city, but even more so, her people. If any of you are thinking twice about visiting Brazil, don't. Just do it. Just go. You will not for one second regret it. While the country itself is filled with beauty, her people are what make it extraordinary. Before I sign off, I want to invite you to come on over and join my community on Instagram at Mariposas Guys. Instagram is really the visual part of this podcast, and it's where I share more travel insights, talk about the fashion and artisans I find on my travels, and help inspire you to get out and experience this beautiful world we live in. I'm creating a new shopping experience at Mariposas Guys, and it's really coming all together. So hit follow and subscribe to my newsletter so you're in the know. You'll find both links in the show notes. Wherever you listen to your podcasts, please follow, subscribe, and hit those 5 stars if you like the podcast. I'd be so grateful, as it really does help the podcast reach more people. Have an amazing travel experience you want to tell? You can send me your travel adventure story to anxiousadventurersclub@gmail.com. Thank you so much for joining me on this 3-part series of my adventures in Rio de Janeiro, Brazil. I really appreciate every single one of you. You have no idea. Without you listening, I'd just be talking to myself, which, let's face it, is not so much fun. So truly, thank you. I hope you learned a little, maybe laughed a little, but my hope is that this 3-part adventure gave you some good things to think about. All right, until next time, my dear anxious adventurers, até logo e beijos. Mwah.